Thank you very much. We'll move on to our third panelist for today. Nancy Lachlan Sofer is Associate Professor of History at Maryville College in Maryville, Tennessee, so perhaps not too far from here. She received her PhD from Emory in 2000 and is the author of a book, Woman's Work and Identity in 18th Century Brittany, which came out with Ashgate in 2007. She's also the author of numerous articles, including another piece in the Kushner and Hafter collection. Julia, you're lucky you made it onto the panel because you didn't do the obligatory piece in the Kushner-Hafter collection. And that piece was called Work, Women and Work Identity. She also has an article forthcoming entitled Legal Accommodations for Married Women on Their Own in 18th Century France, which will come out in a collection published in Quebec later on this year. Her talk today is entitled After the Royal Pardon, Female Murderers Come Home in the 18th Century.
Great stories for you today. One of them may sound familiar. I gave a portion of it back in 2008 in Rutgers at this conference. And at the time, it was just a neat side project, a good conference paper, but the story haunted me so much that I kept coming back to it, and now it's a full-blown obsession and is providing the framework for a second book that I'm working on. So women are rarely executed for homicide in 18th century France, and there are a number of reasons for this, which I won't get into for reasons of time, but since imprisonment's not an option and banishment is kind of hard to